In the 400 with the Welsh Blood Service.
And Heart.
Well, with us in the studio, we have Rebecca and Steve, parents to Nancy and also Bonnie. But Nancy is a little girl that's been very poorly in the past.
She has indeed. Now, I'd like to speak to Mum Rebecca, first of all. Tell us when you first realised she was ill.
At my 20-week scan, when I was pregnant, they spotted there may be a hole in her heart. And we found out that she also has Down syndrome.
Right, and you knew all that before the birth, of course.
Yeah.
She came along,
mm-hmm.
and then that's when the hospital visits had started and everything else. And
she went straight up to neonatal care, high dependency. From there, we went over to Bristol Children's Hospital, and at 2 weeks old, she had a cardiac catheter for a balloon dilatation, just so that she could grow a little bit stronger until she was big enough to have open heart surgery. She had open heart surgery. It was 7 hours long. She needed numerous blood transfusions. She also needed platelets, and that was during the surgery and then afterwards. And then from there, she luckily came through it all. Mm.
So without people, this is the whole point of this, without people donating blood, there's no doubt she wouldn't be here today.
No, my little girl wouldn't be alive if people didn't give blood.
If people say to you, "I don't give blood," what's your reaction to that?
Why?
Just simply why?
Yeah.
And how would you try and talk them into it if they say, oh, usual thing is, I'm scared of needles, okay?
Yeah, I just think it's so relaxed when you're there giving blood. I do give blood myself. If you're in an emergency situation, you would be willing to accept blood. So I don't understand why people, if you can, don't give.
Mm.
I'd just like to show them Nancy, because without people, you know, giving blood, she wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have my little girl. Our family wouldn't have her. And she's amazing. You know, she deals with lots of health issues, and she never complains, and yet someone's complaining about having a needle in their arm for like 20 minutes.
And you can probably hear her in the background now. She's playing away nicely there, and this would not be the case if people did not donate blood.
How old is she now?
She'll be 5 at the end of April.
And is she fully fit now? As you say, she does need more operations, but
yeah, she does need a further operation in the future for a valve replacement, because she had a baby valve put in when she was little. So obviously as time goes on, she's going to outgrow that valve.
But the prognosis is good.
Yeah, yeah. She's, you know, she's a lovely little girl. She likes playing and
we can
she loves
see that.
School
yeah.
and Disney princesses.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for bringing your family in. We've just spoken to your dad. Hello, Dad.
Hi, Rice.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
There you are. Yeah. I meant husband, actually, Dad. And baby Bonnie. Baby Bonnie sat there. Now, she's just fit and healthy, isn't she?
Yes.
Yep. All right, well, you're a lovely family, and it's just a fantastic ending to the story as well, and she's going to be fine, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you.
Please give blood, and that's the reason why.
Thank you, Rebecca and Steve, Nancy and Bonnie.
Just text BLOOD to 81156
to pledge to be a blood donor.